Welcome back to Tasmania. How do you see this irrigation business? Do you see it as a systems business? Do you see it as a development project? What's the sort of overriding framework?
So yes, really good question, and it's a question that I've posed since I've been here to the management team and to the board and to the wider audience I've been engaging with. You know, what do they see the role of TI being? And then how do we measure that we've been successful? And I mean, very, very clear that our core business is to deliver water. We need to make sure that if we have a contractual obligation to supply water, we have to be able to do that, we have to get it right, we have to get it at the right cost. So that's absolutely core. At the moment, we're also building schemes. We've got Tranche 2, as I say, we know where we are with that. And you commented earlier, there'd already been a call for expressions of interest. What else could we possibly be doing in terms of Tranche 3? If we ask that question again now, following this huge dry we've had, it would be fascinating to see what else would come forward. Because we had, I think, something like 40 projects indicated expressions of interest before December. What would that be now?
These, when you say projects, they weren't developed projects,
no,
were
no,
they?
No,
these were expressions of interest, which we've then teased to see which ones should we look at developing into projects. But just people having the opportunity to say, have you thought about? And to me, that's a really important part of what TI should be doing. It's not for us to say, you need irrigation. It's for us to consult with the community and say, have you considered it? Put forward ideas. We may not have thought of them.
So is you still open to other suggestions?
Look, I think that my approach certainly is if anyone has an idea, they would be silly not to put that idea forward, but they need to understand the context is that Tranche 2 is locked in. Tranche 3, we've put forward some ideas for future discussion, but we need to understand what else is possible.
How does that Tranche 3 idea, though, sit now with governments and other authorities you've spoken with?
My understanding is that there is widespread recognition of the value of irrigation to support agriculture. And occasionally I slip and I say farmers, I mean agriculture in its widest sense. That irrigation, putting water there, is insurance, and it's also an opportunity to completely change the face of what we're growing at the moment.
You're thinking in agricultural development terms?
That could be, you know, I mean, driving around with the guys over the last couple of weeks, it's raspberries, it's lettuces, it's avocados, it's all of these products that a few years ago were in either not there or in much smaller quantities.
So without making any commitments to additional irrigation, what's the process? You said you started with perhaps 40-odd ideas. How many of those would be pie in the sky?
Oh, look, prior to me starting, obviously, we've put that down to a long list and then a shorter list. We've looked at ones which, okay, they're great, but it might only benefit one farmer and the cost to get water there would be cost prohibitive for one person. They would have to consider that themselves. Through to something where you've got a whole community have engaged and put forward something that could benefit the whole community, which appears to be quite interesting. So we've gone through that level and said, hey, these five or six, they look like they could have some merit. Let's talk about taking them to a bit more development and understanding.
It's going to be an interesting job, I presume, with this irrigation work. The easy stuff's been done.
I don't know if easy is the right word. The first 10 that were done were probably the obvious ones. Tranche 2, probably the ones where people had, and again, my opinion, having been out of the state, perhaps stood back and watched to see whether there would be success. And again, as I said earlier, now that we've had this very dry season, I wonder what response there would be if we were to put out an expression of interest again.